sound you can hear is of a reasonably contented dog. Dear old Vance. Having a little crunch on his nylon bone. It's a sort of hard nylon bone. Not a real one. Which takes a fair old battering. He's rather surprised me to find that he's eating it, because he's had it for the past 3 days and hardly touched it at all. Only just taken a liking to it this evening. But then again, he does seem to be a lot more relaxed this evening. He has a different bed instead of the plastic one. Emma has brought along a much more comfortable looking mattress-like affair, which he's quite happily lying on now. In fact, he runs straight back to it whenever we come back in the room. He's now preening himself a bit. But he seems a lot happier in himself. I had a go today at grooming him, the first time completely on my own, which was certainly an interesting experience. He's okay with it until we get down towards his hindquarters, where he tends to sort of either sit down or roll or try and undo all my work in some way. And at the end, although I don't think it was a bad result, a little bit fluffy next to the bottom, so we'll have to work on that a bit. But he does take forever to groom, and sort of 45 minutes or so, and it's left with a great big pile of hair, which was noted by Emma, who went round to find me sometime after I left the area. Also took the opportunity to try some of the obedience stuff. So sort of walking increasingly quickly. What are you trying to do, Vance? Walking increasingly quickly around he's remaking his bed now. Walking increasingly quickly. Just listen to him. Vance, what are you doing? What are you doing? I don't know if you're trying to rip it or you're trying to move it. I'll give it a moment just to see if you actually managed to find a comfort bee. He's now moved the sheet off the bed, which he wasn't quite so keen on. He seems to be sort of ripping at it with his claws, which I probably ought to stop him from doing if he keeps on doing. But I'm not quite sure what he's trying to get at. Because I have spent him already, so he's been out to the toilet. He can't be worried about that. I know, it's typical. Just after I say that, he's nice and relaxed. But anyway, we walked around this field a bit and trying speeding up, slowing down, getting him to sit and stand and things, and that was quite good. On the actual formal aspects today, two walks, a sort of circular one, went fairly well. Although one aspect that I'm finding a little bit difficult the first time though is I'm anticipating bushes and things using my sight, so where I see it coming up close, I'm avoiding walking into it by just moving slightly to the left or ducking or something like that, instead of actually getting Vance to move over, which is what I should be doing. So that's something I need to look at. Easier said than done, because of course it's difficult to allow myself to be walked into something like that, and also to change my reaction from one of doing to one of saying, but I need to do it. I'm losing count already. I think that was the second walk today. The first one was a bit like yesterday's one, just slightly longer, and both of them I felt pretty comfortable. Vance is absolutely superb on harness. He even wasn't fazed when a puppy shot out from next to a hedge and had to be caught by Emma to stop it from being run over, and he wasn't distracted by too many things. One thing he did do though was rather amusingly on a little lay-by bit where he was meant to indent on the pavement. We were doing such a speed that he took a racing curve, didn't straighten up after indenting, and headed straight for a park entrance, which was caused some amount of amusement. I didn't spot it at all, but Anyway, it's been a pretty good day, actually. You can hear a noisy group going past outside. Yeah, being good, positive. I gather tomorrow we're doing a different walk, closer to the guide dog's office. I'm not sure what else. There's a talk of something to do with toys. One sticking point we've got at the moment, though, is with my accommodation in London, where there's the difficulty over getting a spending facility. As I understand it at the moment, they are... it's going to the board that runs the place for them to decide whether I'm allowed to... or whether guide dogs can construct a pen there for me to use for spending. However, in the meantime, they've refused me permission to spend in that area anyway, which would seem a little bit unreasonable. The difficulty is that if we don't go... if we were to go straight back there, Vance needs to be spending in the same place from the first... from the beginning onwards. So... could really do without that stress. I wish they knew how much stress they were causing, but anyway, hopefully we'll get there in the end and reach the right solution. Would hate after all this for if I wasn't able to take Vance back to Richmond. I can't really contemplate that. I think we would just have to go and find a side street or something, but it is rather worrying. Anyway, all in all, a pretty positive day, I would say. So that's it from me. Vance has now gone over to the door. I'm going to inspect his bed to see what he's done to it now. And check that he's not doing anything to the curtains. It's a funny noise, Vance. And tonight, also, it's going to be the first night where he's not benched. So he's free to roam around, so we shall see what happens. Okay then, good night.